Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Destiny. I am with the fraud department. Will you hold one moment while I review your account? Hello? Hello?
Yes.
Just hold one moment. Okay, so I have that confirmation. There will be C for Charlie. 920. 740.
What are those? Wait a minute. What are those numbers?
Okay. Oh, well, may I have your, wait just hold one moment. May I have your first and last name?
Anita Smith.
And will you verify your shipping address for me?
My shipping order?
Your no, will you verify your shipping address?
Oh,
like
my
address.
I don't write to myself. I don't remember. Wait a minute. 14271 Cedar Lane, Greensboro, Maryland, 21639.
Okay, I do see here you have this meal plan with us. Are you saying that you never placed this order at all?
A meal plan? Is that what you said?
That's correct.
What meal plan would that be? I don't understand. What I'm trying to do is verify what this is that appears on my credit card. I have no idea what it is. I don't have a meal plan at all from anybody, but I'm being charged for something every month that makes no sense to me, and I'm just trying to verify what this is and why I'm being charged.
Okay, just one moment. Okay, so will you verify your email for me?
It's Midgie, M-I-D-G-I-E, 0428 at hotmail.com.
Okay, will you verify that phone number?
410-482-7434.
Okay, the number we have is 410-703-6062. Does that number sound familiar?
That's correct too. That's my mobile number.
And then the MIDGIE 0428@yahoo.com.
Yes, that's correct.
Okay, so I just want you to be aware of the information that you verify to me is the information that you receive when the order is very first placed. But if you're stating that no one in your household nor you placed the order.
I don't know what the order is. That's the question. I don't know what it is. It appears Body Premier Goals today. I don't know what that is. That's why I'm asking.
Okay, just one moment.
If you said it was a food order, is that what you said?
Okay, just one moment. Okay, so basically it's a meal plan. It's an app that shows you how to use real food to boost your energy.
I wouldn't say that. No. Is it in connection with another company? Is that the case?
Okay, so you said that you never placed this order at all?
I don't know what the order is. I have no idea. Unless it came through another company, I don't know what it is. Until this month, I did not notice this on my credit card. But I've seen it now for the last 2 or 3 months because I looked it up. And this doesn't make sense to me. I don't have any idea of why this is on here. The only food company that I've ever dealt with was Schwann's, and I've canceled that.
Okay, so basically it started where you could have paid $1 to $5 for entry, where you had to select an item such as an iPod, Instapot, PS5, or a Dyson vacuum. And when you did that, you ended up with this. So are you saying that it's fraud, or are you saying that you do remember placing the order?
I'm saying I don't know what this is, and I'm trying to clarify this. I have paid it, apparently, through my credit card, but it's nothing that I am ordering. No, I haven't. I haven't received anything either. So I had at one time, I had an account with Schwann's, and I canceled that. And yet I'm seeing things on my credit card. That's the only connection with any kind of food order that I have ever had. Nothing else has ever come to me. Nothing. I've received no shipments of any kind, so I don't know what this is about, and I need to know that, because whatever it is, it's going to be canceled. It is canceled. The only explanation that I can see is that one time I did receive things from Schwann's, but none of it was shipped. It was personal. The truck came around and delivered food one time or two, but I haven't done that. Not, and I had no idea. If that's what this is, I had no idea that I was being billed through another party. In any event, I have canceled the Schwann's deal. I don't get food from them, and I need to make sure that I don't get charged again. If it's some other kind of a food shipment, it isn't me. Somebody is using my account.
Okay, well, I just want you to be aware we do take credit card fraud very seriously. and we will prosecute anyone who placed the order without your knowledge. So before I proceed, I just want to be sure that you do not recall authorizing that shipping and handling charge.
I don't recall any shipping whatsoever. Would this have come through the post office? Is that what this is? Can you tell me how this was shipped?
Okay, well, it's not something that was shipped, ma'am. It's an app.
I don't know what the app is. I have no clue. I certainly would have known if I had signed up for something that was being shipped to me. Is that the case, or is it just a program that I'm being charged for? What is it?
Okay, it's basically an app that shows you how to use real food to boost your energy.
No, that's absolutely not the case. I don't take energy anything. No boosters.
Okay, just hold one moment. Okay, so would you like to go through with that fraud investigation?
Oh, I'm sorry, I didn't understand that.
Would you like to go through with the fraud investigation?
Yeah, I would, because it's not anything I've done. I checked my last three statements. I never noticed this before. I checked my last three statements, and it's on there for $150 total. I didn't go farther back than that. But if I've been frauded for $150 or more, I would expect some kind of an explanation and perhaps reimbursement. I have paid my credit card bills, and I rather suspect that this is a fraud, yes. Nobody can explain to me exactly what this is. I called the bank that charges, that has my credit card. I called them. They didn't know what I was talking about, and they told me that I needed to call you, and I'm doing that, and I've only looked at the last three statements, but I can tell you this, I am going to look at the rest of them, because if this has been done to me once, it's probably been done another time, and I want the fraud to stop. I don't have a heck of a lot of money. You know, nobody does these days. And I don't know where this came from. I don't know how they got to me.
Okay, so have you already disputed the charge with your bank?
Yes.
Okay, so you're saying that you have already disputed the charge?
Wait a minute. Let me look at this rest of this file. Well, it wasn't through Schwann's. I can see that because that's a separate charge on my account. No, this goes back farther. I don't know. Somebody's been scamming me for quite a while. I don't understand how this happens. It does not make sense. It looks like it's started okay, it started the first of January. I don't have anything on prior bills that I can see. No, there's nothing else prior to January's bill.
Okay, so due to you stating that you have already disputed the charge, the only thing that I am able to do is cancel your account. Well, your account have already been canceled. The only thing that I am able to do is leave the account canceled and provide you with a confirmation.
Well, I guess if I wasn't paying close attention, then I've been scammed and there's nothing I can do about it. But this is a sizable amount of money. Just the last 3 months have been $150. I mean, you know, for senior citizens, that's a lot of money. And you're telling me you can't do anything about that except cancel it. Is that right?
Okay, so basically, due to you stating that you have disputed the charge, that's the only thing that I am able to do to the accountant's counsel.
Well, cancel it, please. There's nothing you can do, and there's nothing I can do either, and I've already paid it. So I'm not going to get a reimbursement. Is that what you're saying? Do you see those numbers on my account? Do you see that I have been charged that on your end?
Yes, I do see here that you were billed, but DC stating that you disputed, there is actually nothing that I'm able to do about that charge.
Well, I will protest, and I will not deal with your company. It's partially my fault because I apparently wasn't paying attention. But I thank you for canceling the account. I will no longer deal with your company, ever. You can note that, please, so that if it should show up again, you will have it in writing on my account that was canceled, that I did cancel it due to fraud.
Okay, so I do understand, but DC is stating that you have already disputed, ma'am. There's nothing that I'm able to do to your account at all.
Well, that's good company business, isn't it? Well, thank you anyway for canceling the account.
Just give us a call back with your bank on the line.
Do what?
Give us a call back with your bank on the line. If your bank is willing to drop the dispute, then we
will
be able to start a refund process.
I will certainly talk to them again. Okay?
Okay, and thank you for calling customer support, and you have a great day.
Thank you. I'm sorry to be a problem, but this is, for senior people, this is a lot of money. And I know that scammers certainly do try to go after senior citizens because they think we're all stupid, and I missed this one. But thank you for your time and your trouble, and I hope I don't have to talk to you again.
Well, just give us a call back with your bank. That way they can verify there is no dispute, and then we can start a refund process.
Okay, I will do that.
Okay, and thank you for calling customer support, and you have a great day.
Okay, thank you. Goodbye.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.